everything's fine. You got all that you need with Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper for September 27, 2023, episode number 57. Curry and the Keeper. Donut Phil.
Hello,
my beautiful, beautiful queen of the hill country.
Hello, my love.
How are you, baby?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Yes, good to see you again.
Hey, good to see you.
Good to meet you here once a week.
Working
so
conditions
nice.
Are a little lacking,
dude,
but I'm here,
seriously,
man. I'm here.
Seriously, you're like, I don't need the clip-on light.
Adam, the pile over here, it's starting to crowd my space.
Well, I heard very clearly.
It's a hoarder. We got hoarder tendencies.
I heard very clearly the other day, you said, do you mind if I clean it up? And I said, yeah, sure.
Oh,
don't you remember?
I forgot.
Don't
yeah.
You remember you
okay,
said that?
I'm on it.
So
man.
I was coming in here every day, like, did it get cleaned up?
Oh, sure you were. Sure you were.
Let's cheers, darling. It
okay.
is the one time a week where you drink four ounces of wine.
Adam,
I had to do it in the measuring
out.
Cup.
Yes.
2 times 2 ounces.
Yes.
There you go. Okay, here we go. It's opened up because it's been sitting there in an open bottle for 3 days.
I know you've been drinking off of it.
Yeah, it's okay. This is our house wine.
Yeah.
Well, it's okay. So I'm the only person left drinking.
Yes.
The only person left. So, you know, it's like I get no joy. And no one is sending us any more bottles.
No,
like, no
we're not
one
getting
sends
any
us
wine
anything.
At all.
Nope.
So we have to resort to the
H-E-B
second shelf.
Yes,
the second shelf.
This may even be third shelf. This is the Elouan.
Elouan.
Elouan. Elouan, which is...
We've had this before.
Yeah, Pinot. We did it on the show before?
Oh, I don't know.
Did I read it? It's a 2021 Pinot Noir from Oregon.
A young grape.
It is. I think it is from... Is it from Willamette? I don't know. The Pinot Noir grapes for Elouan thrive in prime vineyards on Oregon's coast. Made in California. What?
What?
No, that's where the grapes are from. Made in California in the signature copper cane style. These diverse maritime influenced sites.
Mm.
That sounds like, you know, like.
Who writes
feels
this
like
stuff?
Real leather.
Yeah.
Harmonized beautifully when blended as one.
Yeah.
It's okay. I mean, it's a house wine. It's a good house wine.
It's a good daily wine. But
now,
we did get our 6 bottles finally from Spain we ordered.
Did we talk about this on the show last time?
No.
So we had, when we did our Torres Familia Torres wine tour.
Which was by far the best winery I've ever been to.
Oh, they got us all sauced up. And then, would you like to order some wine? We can send it to America. Like, we want to send it to America. Yes, it's very good. And so we ordered 6 bottles of wine.
6 beautiful bottles. Yes. And they are not to just be cracked open on a Wednesday night and just suck it down.
Well, this is what I wanted to say.
Oh.
When now
fired up.
Unfortunately, it was the wrong... They sent the entirely wrong order to
us.
We
get a case of wine.
With 12 bottles.
It was a white... 6 bottles of a white and 6 bottles of a Tempranillo.
Yeah. Not at all. Tempranillo. Yeah. Not at all what we ordered.
No, and I was like, did they like us this much? This is what I thought. Do they like us that much?
For the podcast.
They're sending us a free case of wine?
No, such luck.
No.
But what was interesting, when it arrived, because I'd been tracking, it was our tracking number. It was just the wrong box.
Oh, that's right. You got snippy with me.
Well, can we wind it back a little bit?
Sure.
Where I said, our wine is here. I pick it up. I'm carrying it inside. And what is the, even as I'm carrying it, what do I hear? You can't drink that without me. Exactly with that tone. And that
I do
and loud
not
enough
sound
to come
like
into the second mic. You can't drink this without me.
I did not say
that's
it like that.
That's exactly how I heard it. Well, anyway, so yes, I will admit, hold on.
Yeah.
So then there's a lot of confusion because you're like, this is not our order. I said, it's our order number. Look, here's I have the order number. He says, and now at this point, I don't remember what we've ordered because see previous statement, they got us all hammered and I don't remember what I'm, you're like, it can't be Tempranillo. I hate Tempranillo. So I'm like, now I'm frustrated. I'm like, I'm going to go and check and I'm looking. And then you said, this is not what we ordered. I said, it's our order. And then you said, I'm just going to walk away because you're all snippy.
And then what happened? you came back and you apologized to
me.
Yeah,
I said, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was frustrated.
I'm not. You're not drinking it without me.
But what you didn't say was, it's okay, babe. No, none of that. No, I didn't. It's okay. It's okay. There was no grace. You gave me no grace. No mercy, no grace. Aww. It was, you know, really,
I'm
really.
So, did I hurt your feelings?
I got over it because I forgive you.
Okay. I forgive
my debtors.
Speaking of interactions like this, I realize that I've been a little snippy lately. Have you noticed that?
Have you been snippy?
Yeah. You haven't noticed that?
Not anything out of the ordinary. Yeah. Well, you've noticed you've been snippy?
Yeah.
In what way?
Just, I don't know.
I mean, I chalk it up to meat.
Oh, I was going to say, because I'm, yeah.
And this is interesting you bring this up, because it's hard for me. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I love eating the meat. You make fantastic meals for me, but all conversations from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., particularly if they're having people over, are all about meat. The conversations are about meat, about what meat we're having, it's because you're excited, and you and Pastor Jimmy and Damonette, you know, it's a lot of meat talk. And
today on Meat Talk.
Yeah, you know, and they came over and they had their own special thermos cans, and everyone's got salt drinks and everything. And I'm just like, then I feel,
and then
I feel
Annette
like a real
out of her purse. She's got this contraption that has butter and salt.
And butter. Don't you want any butter in your Kool-Aid? Like, no.
Feeling a little left out? Or are you just getting bored by it all?
Okay. No, that's not it. It's just, I can't participate because all I can say is, I love the meat, but you know, I'm not doing all the stuff you guys are doing, I'm not drinking did my special salt chocolate come? And you know,
chocolate come,
salt chocolate did come, you know, in the mail and all this stuff. And so I was, and then I'm listening to Living Up in a Down World and to talking about meat. So I was feeling.
They're excited.
I'm excited. I know. I was feeling a little down about it. Just, I felt like it's nothing personal. But let me tell you what happened.
Okay.
This morning, I'm actually reading Romans 6.
Yeah.
And I keep reading. I'm just reading, and I get to Romans 14.
Yeah.
It's not completely applicable, but it was a definite message from God.
Okay.
This is about the weak and the strong. It's really about different faiths eating different types of things.
Okay.
So I'll read the beginning.
Okay.
One person's faith allows them to eat anything, but another whose faith is weak. So this has nothing to do with that, but just what I came across. Eats only vegetables. The one who eats everything must not treat with contempt the one who does not. And the one who does not eat everything must not judge the one who does, for God has accepted them. And so then, you know, and this is really more about different religions, the way you put down at the bottom at number 22, it says, verse 22. So whatever you believe about these things, keep between yourself and God. Blessed is the one who does not condemn by what he approves. And I, I was like, wow, thank you, God. Thank you for this message. I need to keep my trap shut.
Secretly condemning us?
A little bit.
Yes.
Not condemning you, but just, it's just like, you know, it's like, I love it when we finally talk about something else, but you're also excited. It's like going to a ham radio convention, you know, and everyone's talking about ham radios. And if you're not into ham radios, you're like, I got it.
But we don't talk just solely about meat. We don't.
Look at my mouth open.
Yeah. But we do talk about it, but we've talked about your teeth for 10 months.
Exactly.
You know, I never said, I'm just really tired about hearing about your teeth.
I'm tired of hearing about my teeth.
So.
No, this is why I say it. It was an interesting message I got from the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. I didn't realize you were feeling so strongly about that. Well, I appreciate you sharing that.
It was more just, I felt just left out. It's not condemning anybody.
Yeah.
I'm like, I have nothing to say.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, I can't talk about the,
you're not even
about
interested in, like, you're not even interested.
I'm very interested, but I'm not interested in doing it because I like potatoes.
Yeah.
So I'm not interested in, I don't feel pressured, but no, I mean, I'm not all into it.
Well, this is not the first time you brought this up. This is about the third or fourth time that you brought it up, that all we do is talk about meat and that you feel left out. So we probably won't ever talk about meat in front of you again because you're meat sensitive.
No, I'm just saying that I can't participate because once I've said, yeah, I really like filet.
Yeah.
You know, and we go out to dinner. It's like, everyone's like, well, what do you want for sides? I'm like, I
know you brought that up before. I hear you. You're hurting inside. You're hurting. Your meat heart is hurting inside.
But it's not, it has nothing to do with you.
No,
it's me.
So now I'll be very self-conscious.
No.
Well, I will. I will. And I'm sure Pastor Jimmy and Annette will too. We won't be talking about meat, but beef, butter, eggs, or bacon. But speaking of, I'm on day 31.
If I can say, your face looks so healthy and good and sexy. I was looking at you during dinner. I'm like, wow, this meat thing is really good.
Oh, backpedaling.
No, I'm not backpedaling.
But you know what? For me, though, mm-hmm. and I know I'm constantly talking about it because it was just like 75. I'm immersed in it.
I made fun of 75 hard. I just made fun of it. It's not a problem. It's the same thing.
And I've been talking to my sister about it. I'm trying to get her on board.
Oh, really? I hadn't noticed.
Oh,
I'm just kidding.
I'm not. Okay. I'm moving on.
No, I want you to talk. No, because
I'm self-conscious.
Seriously.
You're meat sensitive.
If it was a real issue, would I have brought it up on the show and only on the show? Mm-hmm. I'm like, this is at least 8 minutes of content. Like, come on, let's talk about the meat stuff. Okay. So your sister.
Yeah, no, I've just encouraged her to watch some things and to read, you know. So hopefully, yeah, we'll see. It's up to her.
But
so what else is going on?
But hold on, I want to ask you a question. So, because you were talking about eggs, and you're like, you were kind of bored of the eggs, of the boiled eggs. And so you're looking for other ways to consume your eggs.
Yes.
Right. So I was wondering, I mean, are there any ideas you come up with anything?
No.
You're like completely shutting down on this topic.
No, I haven't. To answer your question, I really haven't.
But
so.
But do you think that you'll get like bored and you want something else? Or you just...
I don't know. I guess I'll just have to wait.
I asked you this morning. Will it go on forever? Do you think that this is...
I don't know.
Eat like this forever?
I'm just curious. Yeah. I think mm-hmm. that I...
Because Jimmy and Annette are... I mean, they're like day 81 or something.
Pastor Jimmy and Annette.
Thank you.
They're going on 3 months, 90 days real soon. So, and they... I mean, they... It's not just the weight loss, it's the health. And that's what I wanted to mention mm-hmm. is that it's not just weight loss.
You've had all kinds of benefits.
Absolutely. Like the inflammation has gone down. The ringing in my ear is gone. So I've noticed that my digestive system is much more regular and on track. And so it's not just the weight loss.
No,
so
I know.
Happen to like it. So,
No,
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm probably going to be reluctant to say anything because I don't want you to feel like, you know, you can't contribute. So, but it's okay. I appreciate your honesty and your transparency. I do.
It was more about when a whole bunch of people are together. That's all. The conversation is about meat.
Okay.
And I was just, this is going completely the wrong way because what I wanted to say is that this morning I got this message. I'm like, who am I to condemn? And I actually felt really good about it. So I was trying to bring that as the positive message and you took it as, I'm never going to talk about meat again. It's like, that wasn't my message. My message was positive and good.
Okay.
That the Holy Spirit had spoken to me.
Yeah. I hear you. I'm listening.
So please don't withhold.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm done with my list.
No, you're not. No, you're not. We have all kinds of fun things that we did.
Yeah. So, the one thing I realized though, by doing this, is how disciplined I am, and I thought about this today because I'm almost through the whole Old Testament. I have three more days of Old Testament.
So you're at,
and
what
I
you
will
at,
have
what
read the whole now? Bible. I'm sorry.
What are you at now? What book are you in? What?
Nehemiah. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right.
You're much better.
They're building the wall around Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. They're building the wall. But I was thinking about that because October 1st, which is Sunday, we start the New Testament, which I had read last year with Julie.
You've done the Old Testament in 8 months?
9 full months.
That's phenomenal.
So it led me to think, like, I am really a disciplined person. I can be very disciplined because I did it through 75 hard. I did it when I did the Orange Theory challenge. I did it. I do it with the Bible recap, and now I'm doing it with It Shall Not Be Named diet.
Oh, please. Hey, so I appreciate that you do 4 ounces of wine with me once a week. I really do. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay. You're welcome. Did you say thank you?
Did I say thank you for?
No, you said you appreciate it. No, okay. I told you I would drink wine with you. I told you that.
Are we ever going to drink that the wine that we got from Spain?
Yes. Yeah.
When are we going to drink it?
A special occasion. It's good wine. It's not like a crack open on a weeknight or weeknight wine.
So I've been eating all the beef with you. I feel tired at night. It's really weird. I feel like I'm more tired.
I wonder why.
At night. I don't know. And I wonder if it's, I don't know. Yeah. You don't, I mean, I'm at around 10:30. I'm like, I'm kind of tired.
Yeah. I think it's old age. I get tired too.
Really it?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
For sure.
I have a thing in my throat.
So Andrea and I hit Main Street last week to go find some donations.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Now, did we talk about this? You got to talk about the Tannenbaum Ball. The Tannenbaum
Ball.
Oh, we talked about it because you pimped me out and I had to go get donations.
And you need to kind of follow up with those
people. Yes, I got to get Hollywood.
Hollywood and Richard. I need my.
Another one who said yes, but hasn't gotten back.
Because he was out of town, you said, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. This is the worst part. I got to follow up now.
Yes.
Hey.
Remember me?
Hey. Just checking in.
Yeah. So we went, she's like, let's hit a couple of businesses together. And I said, okay. So
this is for the silent auction. We got to explain what's going on.
So we're asking people to donate things to the silent auction. And so, we go into this leather store and
it's not the leather store you're thinking of, people. Calm down. It's a leather's store. Yes.
Leather. Really high end, but it was interesting that the owner was saying that she sees a lot of people with, she sees a lot of people, but none of them have shopping bags. They're coming here to eat and drink. There's not a lot of people who are buying things. Her price point is pretty high though, but beautiful.
Is it a new store?
I've never been in it. Uh-huh. Apparently it's not new. I've never been
in it. It's on Main Street.
Yeah. And so then we went down the street and we went to this new champagne bar called Six Twists.
Yes.
Six Twists Sparkling. And the reason it's called Six Twists is because it takes six twists to open up the champagne cage.
It's been a while since we've had a champagne cage.
I actually bought Andrea and myself a glass of champagne.
I know. I know. I was a little gel.
I came home. I was a little tipsy.
Hey, guess what? I had a great day. Did you get a donation out of them?
We're working on them. They said that they will get back to us. So we're going to go in again.
Now, how much do you need to raise? And this is for the museum, for the Pioneer Museum?
Yes,
is that what it's called?
Historical Society. Yeah, for the programs and for the upkeep, the maintenance of the exhibits and the buildings.
I've never been to the museum.
Yeah, I haven't either. You probably really enjoy it.
I'd like to go to the museum.
I mean, I go into the office, so I see the stuff, but I've never really stopped to look at it. I should probably do
that. How much are they looking to raise? Do you know?
Probably about over $300,000.
Holy crowly, yeah.
I think they raised $330,000 last year.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it's a high price point for the ticket.
And there's a dinner? Is that what the deal is?
Uh-huh. Yeah. And so we went into Six Twists. And of course, Andrea pimped you out. She goes, Can I tell him? I go, yes, you can tell him.
Tell him he doesn't eat it. He eats potatoes.
Yeah. So then of course the guy, he's like, oh yeah, I remember Headbangers Ball. Oh yeah. And he pulls up your picture. He's looking at your picture.
Was he a headbanger back in the day?
Older guy. He's 59.
Older guy like me. Yeah. Okay.
Your age.
Yes.
But the owner, Melissa, sat with us for a long time and just the things that she knew about champagne was unbelievable. Mm. And then I told you they had that to save the champagne. They have this mechanism where they put the bottle up and they pump. Carbon dioxide?
Isn't that the same? I mean, we were kind of tipsy, but that's the same thing they did at Familia Torres.
Oh,
remember?
Did they?
Remember? And she would actually extract. Well, that was not champagne, but it was wine. She had the contraption and she'd put a needle through the cork.
Oh,
and then pour
that's
it out, and
right.
then as it was pouring out, it returned CO2 into the bottle.
Yes.
Yeah, it's the same idea.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. I need one of those. Those are cool.
We have to go there. You would. They have caviar too. I mean, it's like high end for Fredericksburg.
I can't afford all this caviar. Caviar.
It was nice.
It's been a long time since I've had caviar.
But yeah, so I had a glass of carb free organic champagne, no carbs.
Okay.
Yeah, it was delicious. But one drink and I'm like, whoa.
I didn't know.
I was old.
Yeah, we saw that.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that there are carbs in champagne. How many carbs are there in champagne?
Champagne has the least amount of carbs in it.
But, I'm like.
It's negligible. Maybe two.
You can't, and you can't even have one or two.
Yeah. 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 This has about four.
Oh, okay.
Four carbs. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. But anyway, so yes, we have a new place to go to. So we'll have to check it out.
I'd love to go.
Yeah.
I'd love to go.
I think you would really like it. Yeah. And all the co-owners are really, really nice and knowledgeable people. And they sell memberships. And if you buy I don't know if it's a platinum, they don't have any more now, but you get your own champagne locker.
For my caviar and my champagne. Yes.
So it's not like a cheapo kickback.
It's like a cigar club where you have your own locker for your cigars.
And it's they have a piano in there and it's it's swanky.
So we were talking about this last night, about Fredericksburg as this kind of...
Yeah, because everybody wants you to run for mayor. Everybody does.
Who started this, really? Was it Andrea who really started this?
I don't remember.
I think it sounds like kind of her.
I don't remember.
And of course, I'm like, oh yeah, that's great. And then all of a sudden, everyone's talking about it.
Yes, yeah.
But the real thing is, which I found quite interesting, is that Fredericksburg is in a bit of an identity crisis.
Yeah, didn't we talk about that last time?
Did we?
Yeah, because we went to the city council meeting.
No, I remember that, but it's, there's so many different interesting constituents here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I said, so what do you want? See, what I would really love, for Fredericksburg, the city itself, not the winery. The wineries is all great. But wouldn't it be great for it to be like a revival town?
What does that look like?
I don't know
that looks like.
It doesn't look like people with plastic bags drunk walking around on Main Street.
Yeah.
That's what it doesn't look like.
Well, they have
like.
To end the open carry, the open alcohol.
This is so beverage. This has been here since we moved here. And people are talking about it suddenly because I think people are coming here and just getting hammered.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
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 That's
for
not
sure.
cool. That's not cool.
Yeah.
I
think you're right. But yeah, everybody's lobbying for you to consider, throwing your hat in the ring.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
Well, we went out to dinner with David and Karen on Saturday night and they were like,
oh, Karen. Yeah, Karen.
She was like, yeah.
Well, she was there.
She was
at the city council.
Yeah. They're getting your campaign ready, actually. Yeah.
And the first thing you say is, we need to raise money.
Like, yeah.
we need a program first. Here's how I'm going to run Fredericksburg. I'm going to do a podcast every morning with Mrs. Mayor, Mr. and Mrs. Mayor. And we're going to do a podcast. We're going to talk about Fredericksburg. We'll have people call in.
Oh, please.
I can totally imagine that.
Hello. Yes. The trash is not being picked up on time.
I can just imagine what it's going to
exactly
be like.
That's exactly how I want to spend my time. I understand your plight.
Yes,
garbage is not good.
I do.
Yeah. That does not sound like a good
That was a nice dinner with
Karen. We had
and David.
A really nice time. That
very cool.
I loved that. I loved getting to know them. And I loved knowing that David, who is now a doctor, used to work at SeaWorld. Like, remember?
What did he work there? Or was he auditioning for a job there?
And he worked there. He said he got in the
tank.
Yes.
Yeah, with the Shamus and stuff, and with the dolphins.
You go with Shamu.
You know Shamu. I mean, that's kind of well.
But what was really fun though is what was the waiter's name? Jeff.
Jeff, yes.
And how you were, all of you were, not all of you, but two of you were making fun of him because he...
Well, he's the guy that...
He doesn't have a finger.
Well, he was bowling and somehow, crushed a finger and David actually fixed it.
Yes.
Because he was in the ER.
And David goes, hey, give me high 9 3/4 instead of high 10. Give me 9 3/4.
Well, he's
and
allowed to say
the
it, but then
just kept rolling
but
off
then,
here.
But then Karen said
give me your digits.
Karen said something like fingers crossed, like, oh.
Yeah, because she said she wanted him to be our waiter. And she said to him, she goes, yeah, I hope our waiter will keep our fingers crossed. And she was like, oops. That was, they were so much fun though.
They are fun.
I so enjoyed spending time with them.
And so they have twins.
They have three-year-old twins.
And are they a little bit younger than us? Yeah,
she's about probably 10 years younger than me. So she's in her early 50s, I think.
Still.
Yeah. Oh. I know. Oh, I know. She's got her hands full. They got their hands full.
We have our hands full with the fur baby.
I know. But yes, it's so nice because they go to Bridge Church. That's how I met him. I'm actually helping her. We're going to get her her Substack blog set up. She's writing short stories and it's centered around her faith. And I feel very honored that she asked me to help her.
You're so sweet to do. You do a lot of things like this.
I'm busy.
You are busy.
I know.
In between, raising money for the Heritage Museum.
Historical Society.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
It's
the Pioneer Museum.
Pioneer Museum Historicals. I got to get it right when I go moan and groan. We can corner Richard when we go to the wine club.
Yeah.
And you're doing the podcast.
Yeah, I'm doing the marketing the for the podcast, the newsletter. I'm helping her with her book. I'm busy.
What else?
Yeah. I'm doing meat.
It's a full-time job. No, you are coming up with great recipes every night. Never a night goes by where there's not a cool, interesting
beef
recipe.
And I always think about you.
I know you do.
Speaking of, we'll talk about last night, but we had Pastor Jimmy and Annette over a week ago to Friday.
Yeah.
And we had our fare to support our lifestyle.
You can't even say it now.
I can't even say it now. You've ruined it for me.
No.
I got PTSD.
No, stop. It's not a problem.
But I said the prayer.
Yes, I was very proud of you.
And I have prayer shyness because you're so good now. You're like Peggy Lydon. You're just like rolls off your tongue. And last night people were applauding like, Adam Lowe is so good.
That's not what I want.
You got up and took a bow.
I did not. Yes, I did not. No, I did not. But David had said to me, so it was like six of us, seven of us.
David. Yes. Yeah. The arms dealer.
International arms dealer. And he's always busy with the wine and, he's doing, and he said, you're saying the prayer, right? You're saying, okay, it's okay.
No, he goes, because I'm doing the wine.
He just says, you're so good at it. Okay, it's fine. I'm honored to do it.
We'll get back to that in a minute, but I wanted to go back to Pastor Jimmy and when Annette and when they were here. And it's so, they were so kind.
Doing this with two pastors at the table is intimidating.
It's intimidating.
Because when I went out on the bro date with Jimmy, I said grace.
Yeah.
Because I said, do you mind if I... He said, no, please. And they both...
They give you feedback.
They do.
As you're
they
praying,
do.
You're
they're like mm-hmm. Good. Oh, yeah, right on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, preach. Doing the whole thing. And it's encouraging. You know, like, oh, yeah, I'm on a roll.
It'd be funny to slip something really controversial. No, I wouldn't do that.
I don't think so.
But so they were so kind because he mentioned it on Living Up in a Down World.
Yes.
Yeah. And
you were great.
I was walking, I was blushing
I kind of forced you into it. I said, Tina?
I know. I mean, I know. That's okay. It was time.
You took it.
I've prayed in front of Annette before too. Mm-hmm. Usually she prays and she does the praying, but I did it.
It is definitely a little intimidating.
It is because, not only are they our best friends, they're our mentors. You know, they have front row seats to everything. And so, I'm always looking to her for guidance. So, yeah.
Yeah. Likewise.
Yeah. But another thing that
I was very proud of you and I loved it. You nailed it.
I love the feedback though. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah. No, go girl. I'm going to do that.
10. You know what? Maybe you should get a card.
The card. 9.9. Bruno, what do you think? Bruno.
But another thing, I love how now Phoebe, we don't even have to put her on her place. They walk
in.
Oh,
no,
she's
they
like,
just
oh,
walk
yeah.
in. Oh, it's family.
Oh, yeah, you're here again.
Yeah. Although Annette still, she's never going to be comfortable.
No, because she said, and she mentioned it on Living Up in a Down World. She's like, she almost bit me. So I know, hey, it's traumatizing.
I understand.
Traumatizing.
Yeah.
So... you want to go into last night's dinner then? Or you want me to go into the order of my...
Go in the order of your notes, babe. Okay. I love your notes. The only thing I had is the pool lights are kind of under control.
Oh. Oh my gosh. This is as bad as talking about meat with these pool lights. Seriously.
That's all I had to say. I've got the Chinese lights and a okay. It's okay. It's the best solution I can come up with. I know.
They're a little like...
weak. A little weak.
Yeah, weak is... a little weak. Weak is a strong word. Yeah.
But the fountains work well.
The fountains work, yes. Well. And the pool looks good. Yeah. Yeah. I wanted to talk to you about my Post-it notes.
I love your Post-it
you
notes.
You do? I'm not driving you crazy because no. Every time you'd move it away, I put it back right in front of yours.
Oh, no. Hold, okay. You have a whole system.
So here's me. Okay. I have a hard time because I want to control you. Yes. I want to control when you get things done. And so when you don't check things off your list, they're not checked off of my list.
But see, the Post-it note had three things on it.
Yes.
And I love the Post-it note because I knew what my tasks were.
Yes.
But I don't check. I don't cross them off or put a little half check in progress.
You move it over and then I move it back. So it's like right by your chair. You're moving it over so you could eat your breakfast and I'm moving it back.
No, you communicate things very well to me. Like there'll be the laptop and my glasses are on top and then all the shit that I'm just going to say it, all the shit that you don't like that that's laying around and you'll put it all
I
up there.
Stack it up. Like,
just so you know, here's all your stuff. Here's all your stuff and a Post-it note on top of it. But I got it done.
You notice that? You notice how I stack here?
Of course I notice. I notice all of that.
Well, I always, when you're doing the show, I usually put your glasses there because inevitably you're like, I can't wear my glasses.
Yeah.
Where are my glasses?
Well, actually, it's actually hard when you put the glasses on top.
So because you can't see them?
I can't see them. That's why I put them on top of the marble top so then I can see them. And
okay,
then,
good to know. I'll put them right next to your computer then.
No, that's next to the computer. Then they blend in. I mean, I'm blind. Oh. I'm blind without these glasses. Okay. And I don't wear my glasses in the house except to
watch TV.
Yeah, I don't wear them at all.
Yeah.
I don't mind. You seem to have a bigger problem with the Post-it notes than I do. I don't mind them.
Well, that's good to know because I'm always asking you, did you call Cole? Well,
That's the thing. That's funny.
Did you call Misty? Like, did you take care of the plane ride?
Why bother with the Post-it note? Why don't you just keep asking me? Because you do it anyway. It's fine.
I can't help myself until I know.
And it's fine.
Okay. All right.
Capital F.
I thought maybe I was driving you crazy.
No. Okay. Oh, baby, you've been doing this for 8 years. Okay. It's not driving me crazy. No. Hey, you know what? It gets stuff done.
Okay.
You know, it gets stuff done.
Yeah. Okay.
No, not at all. And you were right. And luckily, I hadn't contacted Misty yet because we had a change in travel time and everything. So it all worked out. And Cole, you know, the rancher was busy. He was busy literally cutting meat.
Yeah.
And it's funny because he got back to me yesterday. He says, did you order it through our website? I said, Cole, I already have a UPS notification. It's on its way. So I don't know what you're looking at, but thanks. We're okay. So,
I didn't know that. Okay.
I didn't update you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
I feel like I should have updated you.
Yeah. Because then like, it's still on my mental checklist in my brain.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
My brain functions so differently from you.
I know.
I have all these strings in my brain just hanging around. Like, oh, what's that string? Oh, let me pull this.
Really?
Oh, yeah, that's the thing I got to do.
I don't think
I'm
that
much
way
less
at all.
I'm much less linear than you are.
Oh my gosh, I'm not.
And
like
every
that.
Single morning, every morning, okay, I can grab any Jesus calling, you know, Jesus calling, right? The daily devotionals.
Yes, yeah.
Okay. So I can literally pick anyone. This one. My plan for your life is unfolding before you. Sometimes the road you are traveling seems blocked or it opens up so painfully slow that you must hold yourself back. Basically, every single day of Jesus calling is, you don't plan it, bro.
Right.
God plans it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so when I get up in the morning, I'm like, hey, God, what do I have to do today?
And then you have this Post-it note.
Like, look at your Post-it notes. That's what you got to do. But that's every single day in Jesus calling is a version of that.
Yeah.
Is a version of... chill. Don't worry about stuff.
Yeah.
And I really love it because it puts me in the mode, don't worry about it. It's all going to be good.
Yeah.
And it always works out.
Yeah.
But of course, you know, you're here to keep me on the straight and narrow.
Yeah.
So I love your Post-it notes.
Okay. Please. I thought maybe I was driving you crazy because I keep asking you.
No, I think you should use different colors for me though.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, you can't see
and
yellow.
Use one task per note.
Oh, okay. Then it'll be all over the place.
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fine. But yeah, okay. But I do all kinds of stuff for you that you didn't ask. Like,
okay,
I put cash down for your sale today.
Yeah, I know. When I went to the sample sale. Yeah, I know.
Oh, baby.
I know. Oh, hey.
Did you go into the bank?
No, I went to the drive-thru. Oh, okay. Yeah. Right. I said, Adam Curry told me to tell everybody hello.
You did not. Did they say, do you want a cookie? Did they offer you a cookie? No. Usually they offer everyone a cookie. Would you like a cookie?
No. Yeah, okay. No. But speaking of the Jesus calling, real quickly, you know, I had my little breakdown last week about my body image. Remember we touched on it about how I felt like I wasn't seeing any progress, mm-hmm. and how mm-hmm. I went for a walk and God led me to this podcast that I mm-hmm. listened to,
which was
really great about how you just basically have to give it to Jesus. You know, there's all sorts of ways to help you, but really those are basically temporary fixes, and the right fixes, you know, handing it over to Jesus. And so I have been doing so well with it, because every time I feel like the self-loathing starts to creep mm-hmm. in, what I hear makes me want to cry. What I hear is Jesus saying, keep your eyes on me. Keep your eyes on me. All the time. I hear mm-hmm. that. And so I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, that finally, hopefully these shackles are coming off. So
it always takes work, but absolutely.
It does.
And by the way, I got my eyes on you. I'm liking what I see. Cheers me. You got any more wine left? Cheers me.
I do.
Cheers me. Anyway, I'm telling you, you look phenomenal.
Thank you.
Yeah. And you wouldn't even know that you had a burger bun reduction. You're wearing the same clothes.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're doing, but everything looks phenomenal. You look so good. You go to church. That's the one thing.
I know you're always like, you're looking too cute to go to church.
And especially because I'd love to go to church.
Yeah, I
have thought so many times, is there a way I can go to the early service and do...
I know.
To do the stuff at night. It's hard. It's hard.
I know.
I get people telling me, you know, it's not the same if you don't go to church. No good.
Aww.
Oh, yeah.
That's judging.
Yeah. Well, people judge.
That's what it is. You listen to both sermons. So I do. I do.
I feel like I'm there. I feel connected. Yeah. I do.
So we went on our big shopping trip because we had to buy you a new jacket. You had to buy you a new jacket because
my chest has expanded phenomenally. Yeah. Yes.
And your badonkadonk. Your badonkadonk. I'm like, where did that come from?
First of all, you claim that you've used this word badonkadonk all throughout our relationship. I'm quite sure I've never heard badonkadonk until, and this is a show title, I think. How do you spell badonk?
I don't even know.
How do you spell badonkadonk?
I don't know.
Is that even a thing
You've
that
people...
You've
never heard of badonkadonk?
No. And I said, we never use it. And you said, oh, yes, we have. Like, and I was like, oh, I better shut up.
Maybe I have.
I would know this. Badonkadonk. Let me see. Badonkadonk. It's in the Urban Dictionary.
And what does it say? What's the definition?
Usually to describe a woman's butt. See junk in the trunk. Usage. My girl's got a nice badonkadonk.
See?
Noun. Usually large and jiggly. Badonkadonk. The best kind of badonkadonk are the ones that keep on jiggling after you smack them. Okay.
Yes. Badonkadonk. I mean, all of a sudden, from the squats, you got a nice badonkadonk.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I've been doing my best.
Yeah. I've noticed changes. I know.
But is it like my stomach has gotten big? It feels big. I feel bloated, honestly.
Maybe you're eating too much beef.
I think I got beef bloat here. I don't know what's happening.
Beef bloat.
This morning I woke up and we had salmon last night, which was phenomenal, by the way, from Alaska. Yeah. But I woke up and I'm like, oh.
You were full.
Yeah, I'm very full.
Maybe it was from the cheesecake.
I only had one piece.
Yeah. I don't know.
Badonkadonk.
Yeah.
Oh, you like my badonkadonk?
I do. I like your badonkadonk.
Badonkadonk. Okay. You came in, you slapped it the other day. I like your badonkadonk.
No, it's looking pretty good, baby. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I wanted to tell you, so we went shopping. We got you a new jacket. Yeah, yes. We got you a new jacket. Yeah,
which had to be modified.
Yes, yeah. And then we went over to REI because I had to get my...
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to get my hiking boots. And you were more excited about this trip than I was, because I'm trying on hiking boots and you're off. You're like, I got you a headlamp.
I got you headlamp. I got you a first aid kit. I got you. What else did I get? I was like, you need gloves. You need gloves.
You
without
need gloves. And yeah. I mean, you were stocking me up. Yeah.
You know how much I love you.
Yes.
So what I'm about to say, you will suddenly stop short of getting something and you're like, no, it's fine. I got this. And it's all,
you know, what's going through my head.
It's all childhood trauma. It's yes. all, you know, has nothing to do with me or my fabulous badonkadonk. But I'm like, you know, you're going on this trip. You're going for 4 days hiking.
And it's
going
to be cold during the day. It's going to be 55 night. It's going to be 26.
But then you're like, oh, I'll just get it on Amazon. I said, we're here. There's professionals in the store who I like to wrangle them. And I like the, what was his guy? Willie? What was his name?
Jose.
Almost right.
Yeah, Willie.
Jose. But Jose, he knew what he was talking about. And then Faith, who was at the counter, you know, she knew it. I like it when these people know what they're talking about. And lots of people. There was a lady there who was telling you how to check your shoes.
Yeah.
You can't get that from Amazon. Yeah. You can't get that.
You were
that.
So excited, though. You were just stocking me up.
Stuff.
He's like, you need this glide stuff. You're like, get it. I'm like, yes, do I really need yes. that?
The guy literally said.
You need this cooling towel. Yes. I'm like, it's going to be 56 degrees. Why do I need a cooling towel?
You never know.
Okay.
Yeah. No,
you were excited about the headlamp. You went and picked out the headlamp.
Yes, I did. Yes. I got you the 450 lumens. not some cheap 350 lumens.
I would have just
450
taped a
lumens.
Flashlight to my head.
I got you a flashlight too. I an know. Extra little flashlight.
And the little carbiners. Here, you need these too.
Yeah, you have to hook stuff up. Yeah. Yeah. No, now you're outfitted.
I'm gonna be one of those women that are like, she's never hiked before. Look at all her
probably
all her stuff.
No, but you had a list. I didn't even know you had a list.
Oh, yeah.
Literally the list said first aid kit, headlamp, all this stuff.
Yeah.
What, you're planning on getting that all on Amazon?
I mean, I ordered a lot of stuff from
REI
Amazon.
REI is the place.
I know. I got my hat and gloves from Amazon. I got a rain jacket.
And it's kind of an exciting place. You know, I used to camp as a kid.
You told me that.
I was really into stoves and sleeping bags and tents.
Yeah.
No, I mean, cool stuff. I had a backpack and you loaded everything up. You loaded a special way. We only go, you know, like a mile away into the farmlands and we just camp out, you know, out there. It was just kind of fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, I always liked it. And, you know, hatchets and knives. And I was ready to get you hatchets and knives. And I'm like, and then it's a GPS tracker, which I know you wouldn't let me get you.
Yes.
Yeah. Garmin
that has a little signal. Yeah,
and it'll send me a message every mile you go. Let me know
that
you're safe.
But once we get to camp base, they have Wi-Fi. So I'll be able to text you and say we're there.
Okay.
But we're camping anywhere from 5 to 8 miles a day. And we're rappelling. 8 times we're doing that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah. It's coming up 3 weeks from today.
I will be restless. I will be restless until I hear from you each time at base camp.
Oh,
I will be.
Yeah.
So, you know,
cause it'd be a day wrecker if I fall off the side of a
talk like this. Put your track my phone on so I can, when you have a signal, I can find you.
Yeah. Mm. It'll be fun.
You excited though?
I am. I'm breaking in my shoes. So I'm wearing my hiking boots around Fred.
Just walking.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm breaking in those. And I ordered a few things off of Amazon. Mm-hmm.
Like what?
I ordered some hiking pants and I ordered a hat and gloves, which I will be able to use here. Mm-hmm. I had to order a day pack cover. And I did not want to spend a lot of money on this day pack. And I'm just like,
what's a day pack?
Backpack that I got. It's got the water bladder and it's got a 3-liter water bladder.
Yeah. You need water with a tube. It's cool. It looks cool. And it's a cool looking one. It's not like orange.
No, it's a cool one. No.
And the best part was, I'm still a lifetime member of REI.
I know. That's what you go, I think I'm a member. I go, why are you a member? And you go, because my ex-wife thought she was an athlete.
Correct. But they still have me in the database kind of half an address, which was interesting, but the same phone number. That was good.
Address in California, in Austin?
No, it was our address here, but it had Austin
then
it had a wrong zip code.
Yeah, everything they did was the NCOA. Yeah.
But I never, the NCOA, you just threw that out there.
National change of address.
I didn't even know that that happened.
Well, because I used to do direct mail all the time. So we used to do that. Yeah.
Well, the NCOA.
How do you think those credit card companies got all our new information when we moved, because they do an NCOA. Yeah, when you register it with the post office.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Well, they got it wrong because they got half of the address. Well, I think
nobody says the government's competent. So hello.
That's the government does that. The NCOA?
It's the post office. Yeah. You do it through the post office.
Okay.
Oh. Well, that they get the information from the post office when you do a change of address.
Anyway, I still had the same phone number. That was kind of interesting.
Yeah. So I am good.
You're kitted out, man. You're ready to go.
I just got to get a couple things. I got to get a puffer coat and a duffel bag.
Puffer coat? Like a Ford, like a Gucci?
Yeah. One of those? Exactly. I'm thinking TJ Maxx is what I'm thinking. And Ellen, I was talking to my daughter today, and she's like, Mom, you need to get something warm. You're going to be cold. And I don't know. I mean, we're going to be moving, so.
Well, it's the desert, right? It's kind of a desert. Yeah. It gets very, at night, it'll get very cold.
Yeah.
I mean, look at
us. We're glamping. We're not camping. We're glamping.
Yeah. What if the glamp stove goes out? The glamp heat or whatever. Yeah. You should get long johns.
Oh, brother.
Yes.
I swear my leggings. I'm not buying long johns.
I don't want you to
be
cold.
I'm trying to be resourceful with what I have. So
they roll up. They roll up.
Anyway, 3 weeks from today. So my friend Renee is flying in on Tuesday, and then we fly out on Wednesday night. So we'll have to do the show earlier on Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Head out. On Wednesday or Tuesday?
No, we'll do it Wednesday, mm-hmm. early Wednesday morning. Okay. Yeah, before I go. So
okay. We're going to drink wine in the morning?
We'll drink champagne.
Oh, okay.
We'll drink mimosas.
Oh, yeah.
Look at how your face lit up.
Yes.
So. Yeah. So what do you got on your list? Anything else? Or no, I'm just here to bring it all.
No, you're pretty much bringing it all. I did want to mention that you've been making me fabulous banana bread. Thank you very much.
Oh, I know.
Appreciate the banana bread.
Yeah, I need
bread.
To get you off the Gitmo stuff.
Well, there's an important thing we need to mention.
Yes.
Which is the long promised, long awaited.
Oh.
Indiana trip.
Oh, Indy.
Yes, Indy.
When you said Indiana, that's what I think of my family.
Okay, like, Indy. Yes, the Indy trip.
We are finally making it to Indianapolis.
So it wasn't on the post-it note, but it's literally 7:45. And Tina looks at me and goes, you know, I have to ask you this now.
No, back up. Because last week I go, you know, we gotta figure out when we're going to Indianapolis.
Right.
You go, I can't talk about this right now. I can't talk about it. Right. I just can't talk about it. Well, I'm like, but Adam, we made a commitment. I can't talk about it right now.
We were doing travel and it was like this and this and this. And then it's like, and you know, I'm like, oh, I can't think about it because I have to get my,
I think you shushed me too. You're like, shh.
I don't think so. I think there would have been a flag on the play if I had shushed you. No. Then you brought it up. I'm like, oh, okay.
I said to you, I go, I'm sorry. I'm gonna. And I said something. Did I say to Christina? I go, I've been on Adam like white on rice about this because we made a commitment.
We
got to book it.
We did.
And so I said, I will take with. We want to do it on a Monday. So we're definitely going to do it on a Monday. So I wanted to reach out to Maria.
And that was always the biggest point. It's like Friday. All I heard was Friday. I'm like, this could not be
Friday's
worse.
Too, yeah, it's terrible.
Friday and then flying back. And you know, because it's a Thursday and all this. I'm like, this is just the worst. And then it's like Monday. Okay. But then right on cue, you know, you can't fly direct. We have to go from Austin. This is all the hassle that I.
Instead
this
of
is
a two-hour flight, it's a four-hour flight.
Can we go on a Tuesday and then fly direct?
I'll look.
But I just want to fly direct.
They do have nonstop. I'll show you the times. They're not convenient.
Well, that's what I mean.
Like
they're not convenient.
6 a.m. Okay. I don't want to do that.
Ooh.
Flying out at 6 a.m.
Well, I mean,
what's
the time back though? Is it inconvenient?
We'll look at it. Anyway, we're thinking December 4th. December 4th, Indy meetup. Mm-hmm. Yes. So we're heading out there. Yeah.
Doing it out of love for the indie people.
It's a good group. It's a great group.
It's a great group. It's just such a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
That's all.
And we'll stay at the airport because it's easy. Easy peasy.
I like. Yeah. You know, I love airport hotels.
I have a lot of travel. I have Utah, then I'm going to
you're crazy.
Mexico, and then I'm going to Indy, and then February I'm going to Dallas. Then we're going probably to California.
Dallas.
Pink Impact.
Oh.
accident, California.
Pink Impact. Oh, last night you were talking about it and I was standing across the room. All I heard was Pink Impact. I'm like, Pink
I know, because Debbie couldn't understand what I was
pink
saying.
And, pink like, Impact?
I go, pink Impact.
It's like some kind of suitcase thing, Pink Impact. I'm not sure what it was.
Pink Impact? Pink,
I'm like, Pink Impact? Like, is it a Marie Kondo deal? What's
Pink
Impact? I got to write that one down.
Pink Impact.
That's what I heard.
Because Andrea was like, what? I'm like, Pink Impact. She's like, what?
Yes.
What?
It sounds like Pink Impact. I'm like, you get pink, you pack. You're like, pink, pack some pink. I don't know. Pink Impact. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So, are you already booked for that?
Yeah.
And when's K-Love? Is that this year? Or is that
May.
Next year?
That's May.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, and in April is the Dvorak wedding. Yeah. Yeah. We have 6 months of travel Dvorak already.
Yes, John C. Dvorak is getting married.
Yeah.
Well, Jay is a member of the team. She does the back office. So yeah. I feel like we should go show our respect. She's always so happy. She sends me the spreadsheet.
Listen, let's go. We could, yeah. It'd be nice to see the family.
I want to read this to you. She's like, happy Sunday. Just sent the email. Yeah. Aww, and like, morning, sent the email.
It's so refreshing, right?
Yes. What is it? Happy birthday. Just sent off the email. Morning. Just sent the email. Have a good show. I mean, come on, man. That's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
That is nice. It really Instead of a grunt.
grumbly grunt. Yes,
hey,
indeed.
So let's talk about your stubbornness.
As if my badonkadonk wasn't enough trouble. Now my stubbornness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So the other night, Where were we? We came home.
I don't know where.
It started raining. Did we come home from somewhere? Because Phoebe had to go out.
Yes.
I can't remember.
I don't remember either.
But
we're doing too much. We don't even know where we were.
Yeah, I can't remember.
But yes,
remember
we came home. And it started to rain and lightning, and it was.
Oh no, we were already home, but she hadn't been out. That's what it was, and it was lightning and thundering, and she did not. She had to go, and so I didn't want you to go out in the lightning. I did not. I'm like, please don't do that. Stand in the garage. Use the long leash. Let her go out. And you were insistent.
Well, she wouldn't do anything. She would just stand there in the rain because she needs to walk to get the machine in motion.
Yes. And so you were like, no, I'm just going to go. I'm like, please, I really don't want you to go. And then you go, I'm just going to go. And I go, fine. It's nice knowing you.
you threw stuff on the floor. You threw the towel on the floor.
I was worried about you and you were so stubborn. You were like, I'll risk my life for this dog.
No, see, you are reading it all wrong. Oh. I have two qualifications.
Yes.
I am an airman and I am a licensed ham radio operator. In both cases, I know a lot about weather and specifically about lightning, because ham radio operators have to be very aware of lightning and lightning arresters and suppressors and know how lightning operates. And as long as I am within the confines of where I wanted to be, I was pretty sure that lightning would be diverted away from me. It's not my favorite thing to do, but I could have just walked down the driveway. I didn't even do that because you were like, you were mad.
I was nervous. I was really nervous because
getting mad. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. And, but now I know you think I'm all doing, risking my life for the dog. That's what you think.
From the tree line to the throne. That dog is spoiled.
No, that's not what it is. It's like, I know what the risk is. And you know, it's not that risky to do what I wanted to do.
If you would have said that to me, then I would have calmed me down. But I was nervous.
I tried to say this and you were like, have a nice life. Nice knowing you.
He's like, oh my gosh, my whole family is going out.
But it was not that I was choosing life over the dog. No, that's not what it was.
Well, that's what it felt like. And then, of course, when she comes in and we wipe her all down and I look at you and I go, you want her to sleep in our room, don't you? And you're like, yeah.
She wanted to sleep in our room.
She walked right into our room.
In before we even invited her. She's like, I'm staying with mom and dad.
And Adam's like, yay. You love it. Don't you?
Well, in the morning around 5 when she was, she's licking or doing whatever she's doing. But she's so cute. She's like E.T. You put the blanket. You put a blanket over her. You sucker. You put a blanket over her. She's looking like E.T. with a little head sticking out. Like, hey, mom and dad. Hey, how you doing?
This dog is so spoiled.
She was really caught. Of course she's spoiled. Do you know, I thank God for Phoebe. And I say thank you because we had a home and you kind of gave us a family.
Aww.
Yeah. And it's true because we will never have the joy of having children together.
Joy.
The joy. Notice my emphasis. The joy of having children together.
Oh man.
Which is kind of, you know, you miss that in a relationship in a way.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, yes, we love our daughters and we treat them each equal as our daughters. But you know, we have this child and the child needs care and the child has skin issues and, you know,
ear inflammation
and then, you know, eats, won't eat, you know, whatever. It's like we're caring for it like a child.
She is so spoiled though, this dog. She is just spoiled.
Like all our children.
Yeah, I guess. At least she doesn't ask for money.
If she could, believe me. Ruff, ruff,
ruff, ruff, ruff, ruff. Yeah, so she's being picked up again by Cassandra on
tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we're heading to Houston.
Oh, she likes it. She likes Cassandra. She'll be fine.
Hey, so do you have your presentation ready for Saturday?
See, this is the kind of thing that, yes, I have. I actually have an outline.
Oh, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Adam Curry.
Well, yeah, but
wow, you know, swoon.
But I do this. Yeah, it's called Spark
That's
Notes.
Sexy. sexy.
And I have an idea, but
I liked what you said last night, though, at the table, and it gave me an inkling about maybe where you're going to go
Tell me what I said.
Well, with Pastor Jimmy and Annette's podcast, and you said people are creating churches. Yes, I love that through podcasting.
So a word came to me.
Uh-huh.
And I actually need to ask Pastor Jimmy on the pronunciation. I think it's Ecclesias. And Ecclesias. So there was, and this was a Bill Johnson thing.
Uh-huh.
And church comes from the Greek word Ecclesias, A-E-K-K-L-I-A-S, I believe. Ecclesia. Hold on. I have it here. Ecclesia. Yes, E-K-K-L-E-S-A. And church is not necessarily, this word is not necessarily a place of worship, but a place where a community comes together, and was chosen specifically because it could be kind of anywhere and not like an obvious, oh, this is the church, this is where you have to be and have to behave in a certain way. It was chosen, you know, to be more like a place where people gather.
Mm.
And yes. And so from that, I'm kind of working on this idea of, you know, we can, this is part of the new churches, just mm-hmm. like, Bridge Church, Pastor Jimmy told me early on, he said, you know, these cameras that we have, they're really missionaries mm-hmm. because they're sending the word out. Mm-hmm. So this is kind of where I'm going.
Oh.
I'm glad you like it.
Yeah. I picked up a little of that when you were talking about it at dinner last night. So, wow, you got an outline.
And it's not just, it's connected churches.
Yeah.
Because look at how we connect. Look at how we connect. Vineyard Nation connects to Living Up in a Down World, connects to School of Podcasting. You know, it all connects. This is how podcasting works best, is when people find one podcast or community or church through another.
Mm-hmm.
So something like, I only have 35 minutes. I mean, I'll be talking about myself for 20.
Are you going to slip in Curry and the Keeper?
Well, how could I not? I mean, this would be as bad as like receiving an award and forgetting to thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's actually what I did. Oh, no.
Now it's time to hear from the Corksoakers.
Hello there, Corksoakers. Your turn.
We got to hear from those Corksoakers now.
Yeah. Wait, what did you say?
What did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the Corksoakers.
Oh, I love you.
Right. I love you too.
Ooh. Oh, I love you too. This is a Value for Value podcast, which is all of my podcasts are Value for Value podcasts, but this is my favorite by far because I get to drink with my wife.
Yeah.
It's so, how are you doing? You
good.
Still have some?
I'm
okay.
Good. Yeah.
See, you notice I only have one glass and this is it. And then because we only had half of a Ella one, let me just pour that out. Oh, wow. Pathetic. Okay. That's it. We used to drink a whole bottle.
I know.
Remember, it's all over.
Lush.
Yeah.
I know.
No.
It was good though.
Oh, you should tell the story about the whiskey bottles.
You want me to tell?
Yeah,
it right
you should
now?
Tell the story about the whiskey bottle. This so I'm doing MoFax.
Why don't you tell the story?
Okay, so I did MoFax today. It's like 3.5 hours. I walk out, and usually Tina cannot keep anything hidden from me for more than 7 nanoseconds.
I can't.
And I'm like, hey, how you doing? She's like, I'm like, okay. What's going on? He said, I'm distressed about something. I said, oh, well, what is it? She says, it's something in the cabinet. I'm thinking, oh man, mice droppings. There's something like there's some kind of nastiness in the cabinet. Like, what do I have to, you know, like this is something that I need to get professionals in to help do something with something that's going on. And then Tina opens up this, we have this above the coffee, there's this liquor cabinet where
where the liquor goes to die, basically.
Yeah, basically, yeah. Whenever someone gives me a bottle of scotch or whiskey, it goes up there. And, you know, and people come over, and this has been like this for years. And one of them is from Dale, actually. So, you know, the old bottle that I got from him. And she says, there's like three empty bottles.
Not three empty whiskey bottles.
No, there was the Jim Beam.
Teeny,
had some
tiny, like.
And you're like, are you a secret alcoholic?
I go, what's going on here? There's three empty whiskey bottles. Is there something that I need to know?
But you were serious. It's like, are you secretly drinking? I said, we're together 24 hours a day. When am I sneaking away to drink my whiskey? But it was so, you were really, really concerned.
I was, because like, I'm like, oh my gosh, when is he drinking this? Is he getting up in the middle of the night?
It was so cute, baby. No, absolutely not. But we have like a new one left, right? From the guys who sent it to us.
Yeah,
the barrel.
I hit it because I'm like,
he's got a drinking
problem. I hit up. There's two bottles.
Hit it? Oh no, what am I going to do when my secret drinking?
I was distressed.
Clearly, you hid the whiskey bottle from me. Anyway. Actually, that's single malt scotch, American single malt scotch.
I'll pull it back out.
So we're value for value. Feel free to send something for my addiction. A bottle of wine. We'll take wine is okay. Or just any time, talent, or treasure. We love it all. We love it when you tell people about the podcast. That's very helpful. Yeah. Craig, you know, he makes art for us. I just saw he did it. Like, here are your October choices.
Yes,
like
that's
a whole,
what he does.
Like a smorgasbord.
I know.
And I didn't look at him. I don't look at
them. Gorgeous.
No, that's
it's
your
new design.
That's your job.
Yeah.
Yeah. You look at that. Can we talk about the.
Oh, yes.
Michael?
So I got an email today.
This is another fine example of time talent.
Okay. Our OG Salmonier, Michael Anastasio. He is absolutely lovely. He is so supportive of our show.
He's keeping the show afloat.
He is so supportive of our show. He is amazing. And so he sent me an email and he said, I was enjoying a nice Brunello last evening and was inspired.
A Brunello.
Brunello.
What is it? Is it that a wine? A Brunello? It must be.
Brunello.
We're barbarians.
He goes, I would like to have some 4-inch square ceramic coasters made for the show that include your logo. And he wanted me to look at them and to approve it. And they are
phenomenal. Phenomenal. Yeah. This is a Salmonier additional gift, I think.
Yes. And I don't even want to describe what they look like. But I mean, he picked up the logo. It is unbelievable.
Are you going to put it in the newsletter?
When we get the coasters, yes. Because he wanted me to approve the art. And I'm like,
And he did that art?
That's what he said.
That's pretty high end.
He said, please take a moment and check out my design.
It doesn't even look like AI.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's very cool.
It's fantastic.
I'm going to instruct my AI to make that. To make that logo.
You're going
to see what it comes up with.
Oh.
I'm sure it'll be horrible.
I know. And so I just, So that's,
it's very cool. Very cool.
Yeah. Merch.
Yes. And we have treasure.
We have treasure.
From our producers.
Yes.
We have an executive producer today. Always nice from the show.
Yes.
$100. And it is from Karen Young.
Actually, for
but
her.
Is it from David?
It's for
it's oh, David. It's a gift.
Yes.
Oh,
he wants to work towards the Salmonier too.
Do you have a note?
I do.
So they're even Steven now. They're both on their way to Sam and Yana's.
No, she's ahead. Yes, she's ahead. Yeah, for sure. Okay. She's ahead. So she said, "Hi, Tina. I just made a donation on his behalf. Aww. He wants to work on his Sam and Yay status." Cheers, Karen.
When either of them become Sam and Yay, we will have to celebrate it with them in person.
We will. Yes, they can bring over their pecan. I told her I'd make her pecan. This is the couple that we had dinner with on Saturday night and had such a blast with them. So, And she's half Mexican.
I know.
She doesn't even look Mexican.
She's 5 foot 11 and a half.
And her mom is like 5 feet tall.
This is not your typical Mexican looking lady.
No. But anyway.
Yeah. You say it because you're half Mexican. So
I have a kindred spirit.
That's right. When you're together, there's at least one full Mexican in the room.
Anyway, thank you, Karen and David. Yeah, we love you.
Very, very sweet. Super sweet. Then we have, coming in at number two on the list, 77,777. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, a striper boost from Pastor Jimmy, of course. He says, another great episode. So proud of the keeper and her carnivorous journey.
Oh, thank you.
Cheers to K&C Cattle and all of the small farmers and ranchers who are keeping the faith. Adam, so looking forward to our next bro date when Tina heads out to Utah. That's right. Hey, we can have some of my secret whiskey stash.
It's hidden.
love you both. He says, KTLB.
Thank you, Pastor Jim.
And KYBO.
Keep your
bucket overflowing. I'm just guessing.
Oh.
KYBO.
They need that. And they need, you know what?
They need a jingle.
Yes. KYBO. And they need a hierarchy, a donor status. Because
they do.
Brian told me that he's inching
towards. He's getting close to something.
Yeah, and so they need to kind of figure out.
They need
a Sam and Yay, but a living up in the down world.
I love that. So he signs Pastor Jimmy and Damonette. I love that the bucket emoji. I don't have a bucket emoji somehow. When I'm on Fountain, I can't do emojis. Oh, I'm not sure what's going on.
That's because you got that janky phone.
I know that janky phone. Yeah. Yes, I do know. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Our dear
Keep
friends.
Keep your buckets overflowing.
I think that's what I read.
KYBO.
Kaibo. Kaibo, everybody. Then we have Circumference with 58,000 Satoshis. Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Mayor.
Oh.
It has such a nice ring to it. My garbage hasn't been picked up. Great to hear you getting involved in local politics. I'm loving the Boostagram ball. Thank you very much, man. If there's something I love doing, it's Boostagram ball.
I know you do.
I need more podcasts in my life.
Because DJ, you've been a DJ your whole life.
47 years,
coming
probably.
Coming back to that. You love that. Yeah.
I love the music.
Yeah.
It's just the music. It turns me on. Yeah. I love it. Reminds me of the old Daily Source Code, he says. Yes, indeed. And the whole value for value concept got me thinking of a new venture for my side hustle, which is Sketchy Cuts.
Yes, and he's the one that sent us that beautiful cutting board and then also the heart.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I recently got hooked on making tie-dye shirts and need more practice, but ran out of people to give them away to. So I've set up a section of Sketchy Cuts for tie-dye value for value.
Wow.
So is it sketchycuts.com? Yes.
Yes, I believe so.
And he says, you order items on my Amazon wish list. They get sent to me. I make them groovy and send them back to you. Only then do you send me back what you think they're worth.
Wow.
This is taking value for value to a whole new level.
Yeah. Yeah.
Details are at sketchycuts.com/tie-dye.
Oh, everybody check it out. I'm going to check it out too.
Sketchycuts.com/tie-dye. What a great idea.
Christmas gift.
Christmas. I like that.
Yeah, I do too.
So you order from his Amazon wish list. So it goes to him and then he makes them groovy. So I guess
it must be t-shirts.
Right. So you're paying for the t-shirt
because
it gets sent to him and then he sends it back. And if you want to send him anything additional,
he does the actual work.
I love that.
Yeah, I do too.
I love that.
That's really cool.
Value
for value.
Some of
these tie-dyes too. They're
have you looked at them?
They're works of art, not his, but I've seen them on Instagram. Mm-hmm. They're works of art. Like these people know what they're doing.
We have Blake and Mary from Tweakin' Balls, also known as Beacon Falls.
Do they need to be decanted?
Let me see. This is 33926. in the evening, Adam and Tina. This is a donation to congratulate our good friend Rob, Mass Metal 33 from two shows ago, on the birth of his wife's first child.
Oh, congratulations.
We've got to decant the kid for sure.
You've been decanted.
We are overly proud and excited for them on their future, and thank you to all of Vineyard Nation for their power of prayer. God is good. God bless Rob and Jess, Jessica, their family, Vineyard Nation, and the MVPs, Adam and Tina.
Oh, I remember that. I remember the note about the baby.
With lots of love, Blake and Mary from Beacon
Falls.
How
sweet. That's so sweet. Thank you so much.
Very sweet.
Yeah.
Not pretty soon we'll have to be doing birthday lists.
Yes.
You watch.
Yeah.
33,444. By now you should recognize where that's coming from.
Comic strip blogger.
Sir Brian with an I.
Oh.
Yes. And what do you think it's about?
Him.
Yes, indeed. I'm here to honor my nomination for my performance on episode number 56. I'd like to thank my director, my writers, makeup, wardrobe, DP, casting director, and someone whose job title I can't mention or I get a talking to, but let's just say Fluffer. She always gets me ready to perform. Oh, Brian.
Fluffer?
It's a long story.
Okay.
However, I can... It's only on certain movies they have this role. However, I cannot in good faith accept this Oscar. The true talent came from the Wrath Daddy. Congrats, TJ. Excellent production. Please keep my number in your Rolodex. We have more to do in the evening, y'all.
In the evening, y'all.
In the evening.
There it is.
Thank you, Brian.
It was funny because TJ, you know, TJ does a lot of stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm playing a lot of his songs on Boost the Grand Ball. He sends me a note, hey, man. I'm sorry it was a little long, but Brian was stressing me out.
Oh, he really said that? He threw him under the bus?
A little bit. because I was complaining. Like, it's too long. It's too long. You know, you heard what I said. And so he's like, oh, man. You know, it's like, you know, I was like, I was doing the stuff and all this work. And then Brian wanted this. And then he was like apologizing. Like, and I said, bro.
So Brian was the diva in all of this?
You think? Did you hear that note? You think he's the diva in all of this? Oh. It's totally okay.
Anyway.
If I had not liked it, I wouldn't have played it. You all know that.
Yep.
Now we have 33,015. That's comic strip blogger. Howdy, lovebirds, Adam and Tina. Today, I'd like to recommend my AI helper that has been instrumental in my day job as a cloud computing plumber.
Oh.
It's called ChatGPT and we found at chat.openai.com. Specifically, I suggest the premium version ChatGPT Plus, which offers more features, including a high IQ LLM. This AI helper has saved me many, many months of work. Yo, CSB. See, we have an ongoing dispute.
Uh-huh.
He believes that AI is going to take over the world. It'll take over everybody's job. Eventually, singularity will be reached and we're all going to die.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I just don't believe it. Even Dvorak is now fighting. Even Mo, he's like, no, you're wrong, man. AI is the... I'm like, no, AI has no creativity. You can just get more Drake. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm just not worried about it.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about it.
You know how I feel about it.
How do you feel about it?
I don't like that it's writing. I don't like the write. It's taking jobs like what I had away from people.
Have you seen the output? That's what I mean.
It's not creating
anything good. So that's why you don't have to be worried.
The ever evolving world of podcasting. I know.
But as you can see, it's no good.
Yes.
So I think it's only going to create jobs for people who have to go and correct and all the bunk that comes out of it. Yeah. We have $5 from Brett Shivers. Is that how we pronounce it?
Shivers.
And I don't have a note from him. Do you have a note from Brett?
I don't. I think
that's a monthly recurring
donation.
Thank you very much. 15,000 satoshis, though, from Julie Loft's Garden.
Oh, my gosh, Julie. Tomorrow is her birthday. Happy birthday, Julie.
And this isn't a new one. Is this a new one? Happy belated birthday, Adam?
I don't know. Did you mess up the spreadsheet?
No, again?
Do we need to get Jay to do our spreadsheet?
Anybody, please. I think I already got this. Glad it was such a lovely day. I think we read this one.
Oh, okay. But you don't double check from last week.
I did. And I thought so I'll just read it because it's about me.
Okay.
Happy belated, Adam. Glad it was such a lovely day. Told Tina already, but a light, non-fancy olive oil is totally filing cakes.
Yes.
We did read it.
Yeah.
I don't know how this one slipped in because I did.
It happens a lot.
I'm sorry. You just can't get. You know what? We'll fix this.
AI.
Chat GPT. Exactly. 12345 from Dreb Scott. He's just testing. He says, love you, test boost.
Oh, Dreb.
Dreb. Dreb does the chapters.
I'd like to meet him. Where does he live?
Goodness, I should know this. I want to, why, for some reason, I'm thinking he's on the West Coast.
Oh.
On the West. I'd love to
meet him.
If he's
anywhere around Indy, he needs to come to the Indy meetup.
Oh, that would be great. Wouldn't it be great?
Yes.
I would love to meet Dreb.
Yeah, me too.
And he is a very mysterious
individual. He's like Bruce Wayne.
The Bruce Wayne of podcasting, yeah. He personally has boosted, a lot of artists to the top of the chart.
Yeah.
He's just a beautiful man. Then we have, with 10,000 Satoshis, Randy Black from John's Creek Studios.
Oh.
And he says, I've learned about Adam and the Keeper's acceptance of Christ recently and have started to listening.
Oh, decant.
Good point. Thank you very much. People need to ask for this. It helps.
You've been decanted.
As a podcaster looking to launch his own show to help Christians learn and grow, your honest, matter-of-fact discussion of life and growing with the Lord in your lives is amazing and an inspiration. Keep up the great work and sharing your stories.
Aw, how about that? I love that.
Do you know, is any of this conference going to be streamed or is it going to be viewable at all?
You're asking me. Yeah, I'm not in the loop of this at all. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Why don't you know?
I just had a post-it note to figure out where we were going and when. You're asking me.
You are a podcaster. You're going to have to go to some sessions. I mean, literally the embodiment of a Godcaster.
Yes.
So you have to, I guarantee you people, here's what's going to happen. We're going to be walking through this place, even just through the lobby, people go like, oh, so that's her.
Oh, get out of here.
It's the keeper. It's the keeper. Can I have your order? Can I have a picture of selfie? Can I have a selfie with the keeper?
I doubt it.
I will guarantee this happens at least 10 times in 2 days.
Oh, okay. Okay. What do you want to bet?
You tell me what you're willing to lose.
Oh.
Just for the honor, baby. Just for the honor.
Oh, yeah. We'll see. Anyway,
I'm telling you.
Okay.
You have no idea. You have no idea. Your popularity is phenomenal.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You are.
I just want Pastor Jimmy and Annette to win. I might be a long shot because they're new, but I would love for them to win.
I have no idea how the voting works on this. I don't know. And I also nominate Steve Webb as OG.
Did you nominate them as new?
New podcasters.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Fingers crossed.
Oh, don't tell Jeff later that. Then we have 6969 from MGH. He says, paint the fence with Satoshis.
Oh.
Not so sure exactly what he means by that.
It needs to be painted. We talked about that.
3333 from Dabaishung. And Dabaishung says, boost for boobs.
Oh, I think decanted. Does that person need to be?
Well, yes, certainly.
Boost
for boobs.
You've been decanted.
And then finally, 500 sats from RGBTC. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Somehow that seems like that was also last week's.
I thought I read one too that said RIP boobs.
No.
Oh, okay.
I see there was an RIP, but not boobs.
Oh, okay.
But that's Chad F. So who knows what Chad F. is thinking?
Oh,
he didn't say I think I saw that too, but it didn't come through on my spreadsheet.
What is going on with the back office here?
It's an emoji. That's what it is. I just saw it. I just clicked on it. It says RIP and it has a hamburger.
Oh,
That's what it was.
Oh.
That's weird. Okay, the emoji just showed up.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you all very much.
Yes,
we really appreciate it. It's so kind to send that value back. It really just lets us know that you're out there and care and that you're listening. This is most podcasts pod fade after about 7 episodes because people have no idea if anyone's out there. Because the feedback mechanism is just poor.
Yeah.
You get some stats and you can see, there's someone in South Africa. Like, I don't know, someone else.
Yeah.
But to be able to get these boostergrams is really fun.
I love all the notes.
Of course, the notes are 60% of the fun right there.
Yeah.
So go to KareemTheKeeper.com. We have a donate page. And right there, you have a whole explanation of how you can support us with your time, your talent, and your treasure. And thank you so much for supporting Curry and the Keeper.
And Pastor Jimmy in his sermon on Sunday, he talked about what it means to be a blessing. And he said, blessing means that you can help others and that the abundance in our life is to help others. And that's how I feel, how this show, has has that how this path. Mm-hmm. We didn't know we were going to be talking about this.
We were thinking we were drinking wine and eating cheese.
And we were going to talk about the charcuterie boards.
And we were cussing a lot.
Yes.
Including you, by the way.
I know, Brian told me already.
Like, wow. It's like,
Brian has a catalog of everything. But I feel like we are blessed to be a blessing to people, you know, and I love that just the simple talking about our faith and kind of what we're doing and what we learn and how we apply it to our life. That's, like I said last week, I stand in gratitude for that. But another thing that Pastor Jimmy talked about was about falling in love with your Bible. And my Bible is one of my most, I've said this many times, treasured mm-hmm. gifts that mm-hmm. came from Sir by His Grace. And it's getting highlighted and it's getting written in. And it has that used look,
which is really nice.
It's not quite there yet. It's only a year old, but it's, when I don't have it, I miss it. Like when I travel because it's heavy, and I didn't know this. He said the word Bible. Do you remember what he said, what it stands for?
No, I have no idea.
Basic instructions before leaving Earth.
Isn't that cool? I love that.
I know.
That's
cool. I love
cool.
that too.
So Sir anyway, By His Grace said that?
No, Jimmy, Pastor Jimmy.
He didn't say that in the first.
He said it in the second one.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Cause he was talking about how much he loves his Bible. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I get it. I get it. You know, so
how are you going to do in Utah?
I'm not going to take it.
Come on, man. You throw it in that pack. It's only 5 pounds.
I would be very upset if something happened to it.
Yeah, that's true. So, that's true.
Anyway, I wanted to bring that up. So basic instructions
before leaving Earth. Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah. It's beautiful.
Yeah. So guess what?
What?
I ordered our wedding album. I didn't order it.
Hallelujah.
We've been married 4.5 years.
And you know, I never once left you a post-it note about this.
I know you didn't.
I think I've said maybe once in 3 years, like, hey, weren't you going to do our wedding album?
I know.
What was the apprehension? Because this is not.
I didn't want to spend the money. I was.
Oh, that's
anxious.
Right. That's right.
I didn't want to spend the money.
That's right. Yes.
And then I had this epiphany. I'm sure it was the Holy Spirit.
You upload it and then they make the book and then they send it back to you.
And so then one night I'm like, oh my gosh. I should pay my sister to do this.
She's good at it. She does this.
I talked to my youngest sister, Tony, and I said, hey, will you do this for me? But what a pain in the butt to load up those photos. And I was just having a hard time. And I'm like, this is not worth it. I'm not doing it. I'm done.
And then what happened?
And you fix it.
And I said, darling, how can I help? Darling, how can I help? You said, you're doing your Bible study. I said, darling, this Bible will be here for a long time. I can put the Bible down and let me say that. Yes, because the Bible will be here.
Yeah.
And after I fixed it for you, which really took like, all I had to do was look at the computer. It's literally like laser eyes.
You know, sometimes I'm like this damsel in distress, laser eyes.
Yeah, that's kind of what it is.
I'm like a damsel in distress, like, help me, help me. You're like, I'm coming, my darling. And you fix it. So thank you.
I didn't really do all that much.
No.
It's always like, this computer is so old. I need a new computer.
And you're looking at me like,
that's not really the problem.
There's nothing wrong with that computer. I'm like, Annette has a new computer.
Okay.
So I just have one other thing. So we had a lovely dinner at Andrea and David's last night.
Last night was great.
Debbie and Todd, when they were on their Alaskan cruise, they went
salmon fishing.
They went salmon fishing and she brought back the salmon. And Andrea is an amazing cook. She's not like me. I'm a basic cook. Well, I cook well, but I'm a basic cook.
I mean, she went to town on these with the topping, but most impressive, since I do cook here and I do salmon and I do the beef on the grill.
Yes.
They were all different sizes, heights, and weights.
Yes.
That's very hard to do.
She was stressed. I saw it
and I'm like, oh, I know exactly what that is, because salmon, you know, it's very hard to get it all done at the same time.
Yeah.
You've seen me struggle with that.
Yes. Yeah. And she made mine special because I didn't want anything.
That was
on
the
mine.
Biggest problem. Like, oh, now this meat lady has to have some special salmon. Like, can't have the topping.
So it was, I mean, they are like the, I mean, and David is, he is the wine connoisseur. Oh, for no, sure.
It's always a trip through the region to understand where this is from, the right temperature, the right glass, the explanation, the grape. It's just lovely.
So lots of laughs, really good time. So in Andrea's bathroom, there's a picture of David from probably the 1970s.
Starsky and Hutch picture.
Oh, it's totally. So Debbie brings it out and she's like, look at this. And I'm like, oh my gosh, he looks like my first high school boyfriend. Because my first high school boyfriend looked like that.
Was that Savage?
Yes. And so, so then Todd pulls out his phone and pulls out. Okay.
Now, the appropriate response was? He looks like Horshack from Welcome Back, Kotter.
You look like Richard Simmons.
Yeah, this no one wanted to hear that because
he had short shorts on and afro.
He did. It was
so funny.
He looked like a young Richard Simmons.
And Debbie goes, "If I would have seen that, I would not have looked your way." But it was lovely evening. So we go home. We're on our way home. And Adam goes, "Oh my gosh, I have a huge headache." And I go, "You do?" You go, "Yeah, I think I'm in ketosis."
I'm always funny, babe. I'm always cracking the jokes for you. You are my only audience, I have to work all my magic on you.
I think I'm in ketosis.
I have a ketosis headache. That's exactly so funny. Yes, that's what I'm sure of it. I'm sure of it.
Anyway, that's it. That's all I got, babe.
Baby, thank you so much. Thank you for bringing the heat. Thank you for having a list.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's amazing. I'm a talent, man. Amazing how we do even more each time.
Oh, I know. What's the show?
125. Whoa, can you believe that?
I've been chatting a lot. I love you.
Oh, I love you very much, darling. I'm looking forward to our trip to Houston.
Yeah, me too.
We'll talk about it on the next show. Yep. Till then, everybody.
The Curry and the Keeper. Curry and the Keeper.